Dear congregation, tonight we will commemorate the suffering of Christ because of our sins. The Bible study tonight, title, many times Jesus, dear congregation, crying is a special emotion that God has given us to express the emotion deep inside of our heart. People cry. There may be a reason. Many people cry because they are so sad. They cry because they are angry at something. People cry because they suffer too much when they lost something precious, or they are suffer in the body, in the physical sense. Maybe, however, they cry because they are happy. They have joy. Maybe in a family that is separate, now they are reunited, and all the family members see each other. They embrace each other and cry. Cry because they have joy in their heart. People have paid the price, have many years suffer in their study from their work afar from them, and the time when they earn a degree, they cry because of joy. They can express their sadness through a cry, or even quietly cry. A mother can cry because that child has left home. Another mother can cry because their children or a daughter has to say goodbye after marriage to follow her husband to her husband's home. A woman can cry when her husband has betrayed her for another lover. Many times they cry because very much, just like a son has lost his father or a wife has lost her husband. There are many suffering in life that maybe only the crying out loud could maybe undo the pressure inside of our heart. And there is no word that describes except the crying out loud of our emotion through crying. The crying may be to undo the pressure that has inside of us to express now. And if we could not cry, somehow our heart could be included. Maybe sick people is weak to cry. Maybe it's not good, especially a man. They cannot cry. That's the common understanding. To cry is too weak. If it is only for ourselves, a selfish self, then because we self-pity ourselves. And tonight, we will think about the emotion of Christ that many times Jesus has wept. The first thing we can share together is that because Jesus has loved us, that Jesus wept. Here we read in John, Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 33 to 35. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then Jesus said, "See how he loved him." Dear congregation, the story in John 11 is about Lazarus. In the time when Jesus was sick, Mary and Martha has announced to Jesus that the friend that Jesus loved is sick, seriously sick. They wish that Jesus can come back home in time, but the Bible Jesus remained where he was for a few more days, and his disciple and Jesus has come to Bethany, and Lazarus has passed away 4 days ago, and they have laid him in a tomb. Matthew has heard that Jesus has now shown up. She ran out and greeted Jesus and said that, "Rabbi, if you were here, then my brother would not have died." Matthew cried because Jesus was so late. And she believed that Jesus could perform miracles. Jesus, but that he can also heal Lazarus when he was sick and alive. But now Lazarus has laid down 4 days. There are some smell from the body. There is no more hope for her brother or sister. Jesus encouraged her. Jesus said, "I am the life, the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, though he has died." The congregation in that Jesus expressed a truth, a wonderful truth from God. "I am the life, the resurrection and the life." This is the truth that we could not rearrange the order. Jesus didn't say, "I am the life and then resurrection," but it's the mirror. Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life." Because from Adam, when he was has sinned, fallen sin, all the human race has lost. And only has come to God. Whoever accepted that Jesus as personal Savior, that person can receive the resurrection, and then he will engage, will have everlasting life in Christ. Life in Christ is life. I come to give my cheap life and life abundant, and this is an order that we could not change. Mary also greeted Jesus, and the scripture that we have read, Jesus said, saw Mary and the Jews come with her also crying, and Jesus was moved. Greeting Jesus, Mary just put the same question to Jesus, "If you were here, Jesus, my brother would not have died." The Jews walking along also wept. But Jesus did not cry at that time. It's not something. Jesus is not cool. He has emotion. In verse 33, when they saw them cry, Jesus is moved. That means he has an emotion inside. But Jesus did not cry out loud because Lazarus had died. Jesus asked, "Where did you lay his body?" And he said, "Let's come and see." And when Jesus came to the tomb, the entrance of the tomb, and Jesus is weeping there. We think, why did Jesus cry there when he came to the tomb? He knew that Jesus will resurrect Lazarus from the dead, that Jesus will pray and his prayer will be answered by God. Why did Jesus weep when he was standing at the tomb of Lazarus? Maybe that cry is not because of his emotion to pity his friend who has died. That is not anybody's weeping or like the Jews weeping there. But this is the cry that of God. Because of his mercy to humankind, he created all of us for the everlasting plan to enjoy life from God, not to commit sin. But now, when God saw that we are a sinful nature in us, and then Jesus has cried because of that. Jesus wept, not because of the emotional expression, but he expressed his mercy. The human race has fallen into sin, and God has created us for him. Now they are under the curse of sin because of disobedience. Jesus has cried and wept because of that mercy for us. The second point we want to share is that Jesus cried because of suffering. We now read in Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44. As he, Jesus, approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." The portion of the Bible we just read talk about when Jesus approached Jerusalem, Jesus wept. The congregation, this is the place, it's just normal Jerusalem that holds all the kings or the temple that has been built there. But Jesus wept because of the people who are now in that city. His suffering because the people did not have a heart for God. They did not of the time that where Jesus is now with them. The scripture told us that Jesus wished that they know that what brings them peace right now. God has sent Jesus to earth to bring the peace on earth to his own people, especially to his people who had chosen to be his own people. They had to experience the peace from God, but they did not have peace in their heart. They lived under the Roman Empire. And Jesus said that I wish today that you recognize what will bring you peace. That something that brings them peace, that is Jesus himself. That is the Son of God that has sent to us. But Jesus said, it's very unfortunate. All of those things are hidden from the Jewish people living in Jerusalem. The mystery that God has given to his people so that they can recognize peace and the happiness that God has given them is through Jesus Christ, the Messiah. But now they have been hidden, those who have been hidden around. Sin has covered their eyes from God. The wickedness and the arrogance has covered the eyes that they didn't see Jesus there is the Son of God, is the Savior of the world. They see, they look but do not see, because the darkness of sin, the darkness of this power, darkness of this world has covered them. Their arrogance has covered their eyes. They have the law. They are proud of that. Those has covered their eyes. From the time of the Old Testament until now, they feel proud about what they are as a Jewish people, and they could not see and recognize Jesus. Jesus has come. He lived among them, but they did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. And one day, the enemy will come to surrender Jerusalem. Jesus wept for those people who lived there, that one day the enemies will come and they will put up an embankment and hem them in. And this happened in 70 AD after the Romans had come and destroyed the city, according to the prophecy of Jesus. Jesus wept because he foresee something that will happen to the people living in Jerusalem. They have to experience that unfortunate event. The enemy will destroy and your generation will be dashed. There is no one stone left on any other stone, Jesus said. Their proudness, their arrogance about Jerusalem, their arrogance of the Jewish about the temple in Jerusalem could not continue, because one day the enemy would come to destroy those. They will not leave any stone on another. God wishes that when He sent His own Son, that so that the world can be closer to God, for the, His people can come back to God. But they did not want that. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, Jesus said this, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you will kill the prophets and stone those who sent you. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Jesus wept because of He suffered from the hardened hearts of His people. 3 years, people can see many things that Jesus has done. They have listened to the messages that Jesus has taught in the temple, but their heart is so hardened. He has come into His own, to His people, but His people did not receive Him. They have performed miracles to personal, even to the crowd. He has preached a message of love in the beaches, in the temple, the synagogue. All the people has listened to Him. He saw the miracle He has done. And even the time when Jesus came to Jerusalem, they spread their clothes on the road. They used the palm tree to wave at Him. And they called out, Hosanna! But Jesus knew that all of those things is just temporary from an emotional, from His own people. And those people who are crying out to praise God, Hosanna in the highest, those people that will become the people who condemn Jesus and ask Jesus to be nailed on the cross. New congregation, Jesus suffered because He was despised by the people, but because Jerusalem does not know that He was deceived by the power of darkness, and those people, the people there will cry out to nail the cross. Jesus suffered and wept because Jerusalem has lost the opportunity to acknowledge Jesus. The Jew is the people of chosen by God. From Jerusalem in the time of Solomon is made of gold. Now become a stone the King Herod has rebuilt, and in the future that city will be destroyed. There is no one stone left on top of another. This is the view that Jesus has known ahead of time. Jesus came to Jerusalem to receive His death. This is the Passover, the Last Supper with His disciple before He was nailed on the cross. Jesus wept, not because afraid of dying, but because Jerusalem do not acknowledge Him and receive life from Jesus. Jesus wept because of His suffering for His people. I like to talk about another time Jesus wept. Jesus wept because we've been forgotten. We read now from Matthew chapter 27, verse 45 to 46, the death of Jesus. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, My God, why have you forsaken me? the portion of the Bible which is read from the ninth hour until the sixth hour to the ninth hour, the darkness came. Why did the sky become darkened? This is the time that there could not be a storm with the cloud covering, but all of a sudden the sky darkened. In the history, there is no such day that there are two nights in one day like that. If God is there, what would He think about that? If God did not turn His face away from Jesus, what happened? Because of His love for His Son, He would save His Son. What about you and me? We were still in our sin. What happened to the fate of the world? We are still in sin. And at that time, when He was nailed on the cross, the sky was darkened during that time because God has turned His face away from His Son, Jesus. In Gethsemane, Jesus said, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." But God did not want that, because if He lift up His cup away from Jesus, Jesus cried to God, "So, my God, please save me." But Jesus, if you don't die, Jesus, so our children will die. Jesus has turned His face away from Jesus. God accepted the fact that Jesus must die, so you and I have life. On the cross, Jesus also cried out to His Father. That cry saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forgotten me, forsaken me?" The congregation, our Jesus did not cry when He was despised. When He was judged, Jesus did not cry when He was beaten by the Romans. Jesus did not cry when He received a thorny crown on His head. Jesus did not cry when He carried the cross on the road called Via Dolorosa. Jesus did not cry when His hand was stretched out so that the nail can nail Him to the cross, to His feet. The first word He said on the cross is, "Dear Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do." The greatest that Jesus wants to ask is the forgiveness, because our world needs forgiveness. Let Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. This is a cry of Jesus for us. And this is the special cry of Jesus. Jesus asked God, "Father," in His Father, "please forgive them. For God, if it is possible, lift this cup away from me," when Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. "God, I give my soul into your hand, God." Jesus used the word Abba. But here, Jesus did not talk about in Greek, but in Aramaic, "Eloi, Eloi, my God." This is a cry of the human race. This is the reason Jesus must enter the world. This is what God has used in the Old Testament. Jesus is using His own mother tongue to call into God, "Oh my God, oh my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Dear Christian, who is being forgotten? It's me, it's you. It's our sinful human nature, the world. If you and I, we can call the same way, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And because our Jesus has been nailed instead of me and you, so that He has to cry out for us. Oh my God. Oh my God. Why has thou forgotten me? Every one of us is on that cross who has to use our own mother tongue to cry out like that, just like Jesus. But because we were not there, but Jesus is there for us in our place, so that He will cry out in His own language. Your cry and my cry, the cry of the whole world. Oh my God, oh my God, why hast thou forsaken me? If a person did not, Jesus could not understand why Jesus cried out like that. The Bible says, those people there heard of that, and they say, oh, Jesus is calling Elijah to come and save him. He's calling the prophet to come and save him. Would Jesus have the ability to save him? Why does he have to call Elijah to come and save him? But they didn't know that. With his authority, Jesus can walk down from that cross anytime. But Jesus did not do that. He let himself to be nailed there. Because none of those nails were the rope that tied him. Jesus said, nobody touched my body, but I have given my body to you. Jesus' love has kept him on the cross. That very love, the love of God that nailed him to the cross. Instead of us, we are the ones that must be forsaken. But even us, that God must turn His face because our wickedness. But the Bible said, Jesus, the sin of the world is upon the shoulder of Jesus. And because of that, Jesus must turn away from His Son, own Son on the cross. Jesus, He called out, just not for Himself, but for us, for the whole world. He cried out for those who are forsaken, for you and me. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He has cried out those who are worthy of death. And even today, we have life because of Jesus on the cross. He has taken our place, your place and mine, on the cross. The fourth point I want to share with you, that is, Jesus wept because of hardened heart. In the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 30, says like this, when he, Jesus, had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The bow of Jesus' head on the cross may express, Father, I accept because of this human race. I accept to carry all the sins of the world on my shoulder. Of all the wickedness, the thought, the wicked thought, the unbelief, the indignant heart, they rejected your love for them. I replaced them to accept all those shortcomings. The bowing of the head of Jesus on the cross also is telling us, my Father, is not my will, but according to your will, Father. Jesus has nailed his body on the cross to reject his own bodily desire so that God's plan could be accomplished. He bowed his head is for us and for you and me, not according to my will, but according to God's will. The bowing of Jesus' head also want to express O Father, accept the neglect of the people so that they can come to you. I accept to be rejected by you so that you can receive them, Father. I accept my death so they can have life and life eternal. The bowing of Jesus' head there also can express like this, Father, I want to praise your Father, the name of the Father, because I have accomplished what you have given me to do. My responsibility has finished, Father. It is finished when Jesus cried out in Jesus. All has been finished. And according to God's plan, there's nothing for us to do. They don't have to add anything else. My death is enough, Father. My death, Father, can resolve all the wickedness of this world. How Jesus has bowed his head to accept the suffering from soul to body. He accepted for whom? Is it for you? For us? Yes. For us? For me? Yes. For you? Yes. Dear congregation, does tonight, or do we accept to have our soul and our mind to bow the head with Jesus? If that is our bowing of the head, if we accept that fact, we can say to Jesus, Jesus, yes, because of you have suffered for me, so now I will put my life into your hand, Jesus. And if it's the bowing of our agreement, we have to say to Jesus, Jesus, I will promise from here on, I will be worthy of the suffering that you have suffered under. Will be worthy of the people that you have given us your love. We will be worthy of your death on the cross that you accepted for me on the cross. Or we may have a one more time denial his love for us with an indignant heart. Maybe we make Jesus cry because his word has no value upon our soul. This world has so many attractions that the word of God, that we despise his word, the scripture. Maybe we make Jesus cry because the Holy Spirit is a comforter that Jesus has sent to us, the one that will teach what we have learned from Jesus, have heard from Jesus. The Holy Spirit will lead us. But Jesus cried because the Holy Curse, Holy Spirit, has been neglected by his children. Our Jesus can cry because his love, who has sacrificed for you and me and the whole world, has been neglected and despised. And in this place, they use their own morality. They use their own thing that may be better than what Jesus has done for us on the cross. Maybe we can use our own goodness to please God. Maybe we made Jesus cry because the grace that God has given us has been neglected. Jesus cries because there is no other way for those people who have an indignant heart, hardened heart, dear congregation. Our Jesus, he wept because of his emotion for the human race, of suffering of his people. He wept because the neglect that God has on his people. Maybe God cried another time because of our hardened heart, the cold heart of you and me. This is a time we will commemorate our Jesus according to what he has taught. Anytime you take this bread and drink this cup, and then you proclaim Jesus' death until He returns. We pray, dear our Father, thank you, Jesus, because of your love, you have received, come to earth to be in my place. You accept all the neglect from God so that God can receive me, my son. He has paid for all, and today all who belong to Jesus will not be condemned any longer. You have died so that we have life. And at this time, we all together on this time to turn our hearts to God, to thank God. Because He has suffered for us, we receive the cup and bread, represent the body of Christ. May you make this bread and this cup to be a set apart, and by the Holy Spirit in us, though we may be separated in location, different part, but we can be connected together by this Holy Spirit, God. May be worthy to receive this cup and bread at this time. When we think about your love, God, we are not worthy of your love, but we thank you, Lord, because you make us worthy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The flag is not a country, but it represents a country. Who trample on the flag is trample on their own country. Bread and cup represent the body and the blood of Christ. Who is partake this without being worthy, and we are trampling on the symbol of the body of Christ. And the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, gave thanks, and break it, and gave it to his disciple. This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In that manner, we participate in the communion to receive the bread, to experience the life that he has given us. We examine our heart as we participate in the communion. In the same manner, after the supper, he took the cup, gave to his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, the new covenant that given to you. If there is no shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of Christ." When we receive the bread, the cup, we promise to Jesus, our life will become, will not make Jesus cry again, but my life will be an instrument for your love to proclaim your death to everyone around us. In that, we receive the cup. Thank you, Jesus, because of your sacrifice, today we are being called children of God. In the shedding of blood, our sin has been forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. You have suffered everything with the desire that we can become your children, living a life worthy according to God's plan for us. And this time, we think about, commemorate your suffering on the cross, to remind our heart always, in our mind, that we belong to you, Jesus, and we represent you on this earth. May you bless each one of us to fulfill the responsibility you have given us. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.